This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know.
Welcome back to Josh's broadcast. I know it's been a long time since I've been on the year. It's been such a long time. I have just been away with school and Christmas. I hope every one of you listening had an amazing Christmas and an amazing New Year's, because I sure did. But today, before we get into today's radio broadcast, I would like to give a thank you for Bounce Back Physio for sponsoring us and making this show possible again for 2024. Hit it.
You heard it yourselves. If you have a sprain, or a strain, go see Bounce Back Physio. They'll fix you right up. Now, as I've been saying in the introduction, there's been plenty of stuff happening since last I have been on, like things going on around the world, like tons of things, like even on the 8th of April we had the solar eclipse. So yeah, that was really, really cool. And we also had Christmas, New Year's. Yeah, it's just been busy, and it's the start of the year, and I've moved schools from Highlands to Boys High. So yeah, I'm year 9 at Boys High, as everyone is, once they move schools. But yeah, it's just been crazy not being on the radio station, because there's been a ton of stuff happening and also apparently on April the 8th, when the solar eclipse was happening over in I think it was America or somewhere, the largest particle accelerator was actually fired up and tested, and that was extremely, like, you guys listening to this might have seen on Facebook or like TikTok or the Instagram or whatever social media you go on, you might have heard that people were panicking about the solar eclipse because they thought the world was going to end or something like that was going to end, and they were like, some people were like making underground bunkers with food and supplies enough to last a week. Like, some of you might have heard that, but I don't think all of that was terrifyingness from the solar eclipse. I think most of it was because of the particle accelerator that was been fired up on that day, because if one thing went wrong, one thing at all, it could make a black hole and rip our planet in half. That's literally what could happen. But anyways, it's time for the first song, and this is Watermelon Sugar for the summertime. But even though it's not summertime, I'm still in the summertime vibe, so let's just play it anyways. Hit it.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
That was Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles, and even though it's not summertime, it's great to have a summertime song. So I like that song because I actually like watermelon. I don't know about you guys, but it's one of my favorite fruits. Pineapple. I love pineapple way more than watermelon, but watermelon is definitely up there in the top five. But anyways, if you're just tuning in, I've talked about how on April the 8th, there was a solar eclipse that everyone looked at. But on the same exact day, the world's largest particle accelerator was fired up and tested. And I never told you guys why it was fired up and tested. It was tested because, A, they don't want to rip our whole universe apart and make a black hole inside of our planet. That's one of the possibilities if anything went wrong with it. But also, they did it because they wanted to find the matter that made up the universe, dark matter. that humans can't see, but hopefully smashing particles together, they can find dark matter and, yeah, solve that. So, yeah, that's why they tested the particle accelerator. But anyways, some of you listening might know about my YouTube channel, JT Wolf. And I have, if you don't know me, then you should definitely go subscribe. I have 140 subscribers and counting. So, yeah. And I post some banger videos on there as well. One of my videos is when I went to Orakura and I went to the skate park. And that video got 2,000 views. Well, not exactly 2K, 9.1K, but I say 2 because it's really close. So yeah, I don't even know 2,000 people, let alone 100. I don't know 2,000. Like, that's just an insane number. But yeah, I definitely have some cool videos on that, and you better go subscribe to my channel. And also, I am kid friendly as well. I don't swear. Well, I try to at least. So yeah, that's what I do. And I don't really have my YouTube channel because I want to be like famous or anything. I just have my YouTube channel because I want to share fun things. Just like share fun things and stuff. Yeah, just put out fun videos for people to watch. So yeah, we definitely have some cool videos on there. And you definitely gotta go watch. It was quite a long time ago, but at school, I read a script of a movie, and that weekend, me and my parents went out and actually recorded that movie and actually did the scenes to that movie. And it's up on my YouTube channel, so you guys can go watch it. It's a short film. It's called Mask Men, and it is really, really cool. It's a really short video. It's only about like 8 minutes long. And when filming that, I was walking up the side of the hill, and since I have one of those really fancy camera gear things, like a gimbal gamble, I don't know if many of you know what a gimbal gamble is, but for those of you that know what a gimbal gamble is, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the gimbal gamble has like this screw thing on the bottom of it where you can screw in like legs so you can stand it up on a table like a tripod. I had that in my hand and I fell, and it was in my pocket. It dropped out of my pocket onto the path, and after we finished filming that scene, I didn't notice it was out of my pocket until we got all the way back to the car, and then we still didn't notice. And then we drove all the way to our next location, what was the sand dunes at Back Beach. And then we noticed it was gone because we needed it for a scene. So we had to drive all the way back and get it. And at that time, my dad was really frustrated and hungry because we had been filming basically all day and it was lunchtime. So, yeah. But anyways, we'll jump into our next song, Golden Hour. So, yeah. And at the beaches, it's really beautiful with the sunset. It's almost like the golden hour. So, hit it.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love of my life? She's got glow on her face, a glorious look in her eyes. My angel of light. I was all alone.
Welcome back to Josh's broadcast. If you're just tuning in, that was Golden Hour. And we were just talking about how I got my parents for one of my YouTube videos to film a short movie with me. And we had been filming all day from 9 o'clock all the way through to 6 o'clock. So it's basically a job. But instead of, like, actually going to work, your work is filming a movie. So, yeah. But they were really tired and hungry after it, so I couldn't blame them. I pushed them through it, to be exact. But anyways, another thing is, on my YouTube channel as well, I have a video of, like, it was a normal It was a normal Sunday afternoon, just chilling in our rooms, packing up stuff, folding washing, putting it away, and then all of a sudden, we hear, we thought, what the heck was that? And then all of a sudden, I just saw Mum run. And I was like, what happened? Can I see from my window what happened? Because my window gazes out onto the road. So I was like, it sounded like a car did something. So I was like, I was looking out there, but since we have a hedge, since we have a fence and then we have a hedge, the hedge kind of blocks the road, so I can't really see out to the road. So I had no choice but to go down and have a look for myself. And what I really should have done is I should have got in a chair and I should have stood on the chair and peeked over the fence at the road to see what happened, because honestly, I've walked from my house and went down in my onesie and slippers. So yeah, it wasn't really embarrassing because I didn't know what the heck was happening. But if you guys can't exclaim what this is, basically on my YouTube channel, there was a car crash outside of my house, unexpected car crash, and I basically recorded like the aftermath of it, and I didn't really get much footage on line, so I'm basically telling you the story of what happened. So basically, I got down, saw it was a car crash. The car was literally upside down, like upside down. So I, like tons of people, didn't really worry about how it happened because people were just more worried about getting the people out safely, as everyone does. So yeah, but I basically started recording then, like, just like the aftermath and stuff, and then as tons of people do, I got told not to record it and back up because there was glass and there was actually, everyone thought it was gas at start. No one knew what it was, but something, some kind of gas or some kind of oil was like leaking out of the car. So that firemen came and they lay down sandbags so nothing explodes. But I was just basically told to back up and not record. So I didn't record at all. So that's why I wasn't able to get much footage. But in the car, there was a man and there was a 6-year-old girl. And basically what happened is they were coming around the street, and then they were going up the hill. They were basically like speeding up the hill, and then another car pulls out, and then the truck didn't see them, so they clip the front of that car, and basically they go up on two wheels, and then they basically lose control and just go over and onto the roof. So yeah, but anyways, the man's okay. He probably is back from hospital though. He got a fractured rib. Everyone's okay. But yeah, if you're wondering what the story is behind the car crash, now you know the story behind the car crash and why I was not able to get much footage. So there you go. But one real quick thing before we end this radio show, definitely go subscribe to JT Wolf on YouTube, because I am trying to get, I believe by the end of the year, or by half of the year, we can definitely get 200 subscribers. So, make that possible and go subscribe. But anyways, I'll see you guys in another Joshua's Broadcast. Bye bye.
Let's go.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.